Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Mandatory masks would be a small price to pay to ease the pressure on the health service, according to the Labour health spokesperson. I don't know why we're responsible for the pressure on the health service. I think the government are responsible for that. But anyway, because people do get sick. The health service is under severe pressure this winter, with a record number of patients waiting on trolleys recorded last week. And the chief medical officer has strongly advised people to wear masks on public transport and crowded settings. And Labour TD Duncan Smith has urged the government to make them compulsory. Not that Labour are noticed nowadays very much. They don't seem to do very well in elections. But let's see when the next election comes along. We have a health service that is under-resourced, he said, and is being attacked by what's called the triple-demic of the flu, COVID and RSV, which is a respiratory virus. And I just believe if we're being asked in terms of proper public health advice to wear a mask to protect our frontline health workers during the latest crisis, then I think it's a small price to pay. I also noticed, by the way, as well, that it was mentioned they've now approved the vaccine for six-month-old babies, infants. And I heard a line the other night on TV, and the line was, if we can get more children vaccinated, well, then we can protect the adults who are vaccinated. And that blew my mind. I said, because that line doesn't even make any sense to me. Sure, they're vaccinated. Why do we need children to be vaccinated to protect the older ones that are vaccinated? It just didn't make any sense to me at all. None of it makes sense to me. Anyway, but like, going on with this, wearing a mask in shops, public transport or crowded areas became optional in February 22 as the acute phase of the pandemic came to an end. Despite this, Mr. Smith said that he had seen a massive increase in mask wearing over since Christmas and believes the public would strongly support public health measures from the government. Nurses Union representatives said the chief medical officer should issue a strong public health advice on wearing masks and hand washing in order to ease the pressure of the health service. I don't disagree with the hand washing. We should be washing our hands. We kind of went mad washing our hands. The skin was nearly worn off at one stage when COVID-19 started first, but that kind of wore off very quickly. This comes as 534 patients were left waiting on trolleys for a bed in Irish hospitals today. Last Tuesday, that number reached a record high of 931 as overcrowding in hospitals reached crisis level. They've also admitted that people will die. They will die because of the lack of service and because of the delays. People's lives who otherwise would have been saved. And the INMO General Secretary, Phil Nishihi, said today that advice on masks should be brought back to help curb the spread of RSV as cases are rising in Ireland, particularly in the Midwest. Again, to mention RSV, it's a respiratory virus. It's kind of like a chest infection, stroke, respiratory virus. We know that there is a surge in the spread of RSV, particularly in the Midwest, and our hospitals, especially those in the Midwest and on the Western seaboard, cannot sustain additional pressure from avoidable illness. It is time for stronger advice on simple and inexpensive measures such as wearing a mask and hand washing. It shouldn't be this difficult to issue strong advice in this regard when we're being warned about the rising cases of flu, RSV and COVID variants. Now, I know you're all out there going, here we go again. Come on now, Niall. I'm not promoting the idea, by the way, can I just point out? I am not promoting the idea. But the chief medical officer is. INMO is, the Irish Nurses Union. They're also promoting it. So they believe we should all be wearing masks. And not just, by the way, you know, in hospitals, but also on public transport, in crowded settings like cinemas, gigs, events, and possibly even a suggestion would be a crowded setting would also be a supermarket. And really, the only place you shouldn't be wearing them, as far as they're concerned, is outdoors or in your own home, if that's what you choose to do. Now, there's been no suggestion by government yet as to bring it in law. I think that's only a matter of time. But would you be in favour of returning to mandatory mask wearing? There is evidence on both sides, and there is evidence, more recent evidence, to suggest they have made absolutely no difference whatsoever. Because, unfortunately, when we wear masks, we wear cheap ones, we fiddle around with them, we mess with them, we take them on and off, we wear dirty ones, we do some. The only way, I suppose, a mask would be of any benefit whatsoever if you're wearing the right type of mask and you're wearing it properly, which is what nurses and doctors do on a regular basis. But in saying that, they believe it helps to spread, stop the spread. The evidence is flaky in relation to it. But I don't know, maybe you have a different feeling on it and you think it's a good thing to do, you know, to slow down the spread of a virus, or any virus indeed. Because this time of the year, of course, there's a multitude of viruses floating around there in space, waiting to attack us. Most of us at this point in the year have probably got some sort of cold or flu or COVID, less likely than others. But certainly you've got a flu or you've got a cold. Mind you, most years before COVID came along, before we became very conscious of this, you probably would have got a cold as well. You know, because rhinoviruses and other types of cold viruses are hanging around constantly because this is the ideal damp weather for them. But I want to know, would you be in favour of it? Mandatory mask wearing. In other words, you would have no choice. My argument all the time is when people say to me we should be wearing masks, is I always say to them, well, wear them. I was even talking to somebody in the office here this morning who agreed with it and said we should all be wearing masks. And I said, well, then if you want to wear a mask to work, you wear a mask. I'm not stopping you. There's nothing stopping you. I'm not wearing one, but if you want to wear one, you fire away and wear one. That's my argument, but other people may disagree with that. The number is 087-188-0008. Should the government bring in mandatory mask wearing to help ease the pressure on the health service? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Jessica, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm good. How are you, Niall?
Good. Now, there's no doubt the health service is under huge pressure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's a lot of that is to do with not just people being sick. It's to do with the government failing miserably to run a proper health service. But that's a whole other debate.
Well, I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But,
well, go ahead.
But with the rise in all these cases, I mean, if we can do something to help, I don't know why we won't, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be in favour of mask wearing. Absolutely.
Do you wear one yourself?
I would.
But here's the thing, but are you wearing, like, do you, I'm not saying right now, obviously, on the phone to me, because you're not going to catch on off me to the airways, but when you go out to the supermarket today, or when you go to the cinema tomorrow, or if you're going to a gig at the weekend, or whatever it is, do you wear a mask?
I don't, but I am still very wary of being in crowded places.
Okay.
If I'm in the supermarket, I would make the conscious decision to kind of not walk on top of people or be on top of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something I need, I will wait till, if there's somebody in my way, I'll wait till they walk away. I'm more conscious now.
I think we all are. I think we're all a bit more conscious of our own space now. I think that's
something
that came out of COVID, yeah.
I mean, I suppose we've been through for the last couple of years, I suppose. But if it was a case that we had to wear masks, I absolutely would, 100%.
Mm.
I wear them in and out to the hospital myself. I mean, it takes nothing just to throw it on. Like, I don't understand, you know, why people wouldn't want to wear them if it's going to help.
Mm. Yeah, do you think it'll help?
I'd like to think it would help.
Okay.
I mean, with all of these things going on, it's not just COVID now. As you said, it's the RSV virus and
the flu and colds and everything.
And
yeah.
Absolutely everything. So if it even helps a small bit.
Yeah.
You know, the hospitals are overrun. I mean, I have a sick child at home now with she's headaches and sore throat, whatever virus this is that she has. Like, it's going rapidly around the schools. And I know I have two teenagers who complained about wearing masks in school. But they weren't as sick at the time.
I listened to the CMO yesterday saying that if your child has any sign of any symptoms of a cold or anything, to keep them home and not send them to school, right? If that was the case when I was going to school, if every parent kept their child home, or even when I had kids,
there'd be nobody in
school. Sure, my kids, when they were like 6 or 7 years of age, permanently walked around with snotty noses. Do you understand what I'm saying? Kids.
Oh, we all did.
I mean, the idea that you keep a child off school constantly just because they have a bit of a cold, sure, they'd never be going to school.
But I've an asthmatic child who has, you know, gets an asthmatic cough every now and again. And even with inhalers, it doesn't help. And she's been sent home from school repeatedly since COVID started with this cough. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
She's missed numerous days of school because of this cough.
Yeah.
So, like, I do understand, like, you can't send them, you know, and then they're missing school. And, like, she's in primary, so they didn't really have to wear the masks. Whereas the two in secondary school weren't getting as sick, and they're, you know, when they were wearing the masks in school, they never had any illnesses here in the house.
And do you think that young people have a responsibility to protect older people. Like somebody said to me here regarding the comment that I heard on the television the night, which blew my mind and made no sense to me, that we should vaccinate young people. Now, they've approved vaccinations now for infants as young as 6 months. It wouldn't be my bag if I had a child of 6 months. I certainly wouldn't be getting a COVID vaccine because I don't know enough about it. But I did get it myself, by the way, can I just point out. I'm not an anti-vaxxer or anything like that. But she said, regarding the comment that you mentioned earlier on, not understanding vaccinating the young to protect the old. Well, it said to protect older adults vaccinated. Certain conditions and medications mean some can't take the vaccine. It's not as effective, just as an example. But that's not what he said on the TV. He said on the TV, the young should get vaccinated to protect the older vaccinated people. That was the words he used. So that's, yeah, maybe you're a little bit confused, but I understand about people who are not vaccinated or can't get vaccinated. I get that. Although I do question, you know, how successful the vaccinations have actually been when we've seen just as many people getting it who are vaccinated.
Well,
yeah, so I do question how good they've
been. I don't know about vaccinating 6 months old.
I wouldn't,
kids
no.
Against it.
No.
No, I personally wouldn't
no.
either.
It's not like babies are dying all over the country from COVID-19. They're not.
No, you know, no.
Actually, no babies have died of COVID-19 in Ireland, so that's an alternate reality. Okay, let me get back to masks if I can. I want to just go to Linus. Linus, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Linus?
Hello, Neil. How are you doing? How are
good.
You
Linus, just listen to Jessica. She'd be in favour, and if it takes the pressure off the health service and reduces the amount of people that are arriving A&E, coughing and splurting, well, sure, wouldn't it be a good thing?
Right. If you go to hospital, might would be a good thing. But I don't agree with mandatory bring of anything, you know, because it's at the end of the day, it's a freedom of choice. I don't wear a mask. I'm very against the masks. And I'd never wore a mask basically in the 2020-21. Had loads of complaints and loads of fights, verbal fights and so on. And
why? Because you were wandering into shops without a mask on you?
Yeah.
And people were giving out to you?
Oh, I was like... say like some petrol stations I refused to go, then I used self-service ones and stuff like this, you know. It wasn't easy, but I was making,
yeah, but why would you make life difficult for yourself? I understand the principle, your principles, Linus, and yeah. I do understand that. I mean, I'm not a mask wearer. But I went into a supermarket 2020-21. If I went into a supermarket, I would put one on, and the reason I put one on was just to avoid the hassle.
I know, yeah, but see, like, you're a well-known person, and you might don't want a conflict, and, you know, you work for the radio station and so on, like, you know, and everything. Like, I'm an ordinary man, like, you know, and I stand for my principles, and I think masks are enslavery, and it puts some people...
Well, I don't think they're in slavery, as long as you have a choice, by the way. I don't think they're in slavery.
But you should have a choice.
Well, no, I'm okay with you saying that you should have a choice. And I suppose the argument is, if you don't want to wear one, don't wear one. And if Jessica wants to wear one or believes it make a difference, she has a choice to wear one if that's what she wants to do. But the Labour Minister and the ILMO are calling for it to be mandatory again.
Yeah, she can put four masks if she likes it, like, you know. I don't care, you know.
I have seen people with three and four masks on them. I don't know if it makes much of a difference, to be honest with you.
I know, but you know what I'm saying? It's sometimes, you know, like...
Can I just say, the funniest thing I've seen during the pandemic was outside JC's supermarket in Swords, right? There was a queue. Do you remember all the supermarkets had queues, right? And you'd have to have your mask ready. Your mask. Most people in the queues had their masks on them and everything else, right? And there was a woman, and I'd say she looked in good health. She was in her 50s, I would say. And she had her mask on her, and she was lifting the mask every now and again to take a pull off her cigarette. And I was going, do you know what? The hypocrisy of that. The cigarettes will kill you long before the COVID will. But anyway, yeah, sorry, Linus, I understand. So your problem is, you think it's an infringement on your right to make a choice.
Of course. You know, like, just quick story. We're flying from home, still in the say, like, you know, mask wearing time, and in Dublin Airport, Ryanair a representative standing behind the sheet, the glass sheet, you know.
Yeah.
And she's not wearing mask, and she's complaining about me, but I'm wearing only visor, a tiny visor, you know.
A little visor, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, upside down, and she says, no, you have to put the mask. I said, like, my visor helps a bit more than your nothing, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, true. Well, she's aware.
And, you know, like, and then, like, you know, some people say got very in control of other people, say shop assistants and all those, like, you know, you go in and...
Yeah, it did. No, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It became a bit of an us and a them situation, you know, between divided people, of course, it did.
Yeah, you know, like...
But Linus, if they said to you, listen, you know, the health service is a mess. People... Oh, now, again, I admit the health service is a mess because of other reasons as well as not wearing masks, by the way. But it's a mess because the government are making it a mess. But if they said, look, this could save a few lives because it would reduce the pressure on the health service and people could get appointments quicker, they could get to see a doctor quicker, A&E wouldn't be as busy, and, you know, we could save lives ultimately, not just because of wearing masks, but because we ease the pressure on the health service. Well, then would you consider it?
Okay, so I tell you this way, like, you know, I had to wear it at work, you know, because I worked this in the hospitality, okay? So I had
okay.
to wear it at work.
You had to wear it, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I had to wear it, but I wear it wiser, you know, more or less, like, you know.
You look like a welder walking around, yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, every member of staff meets together and nobody wears the mask.
Hang on. Jessica, you're listening to Linus.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Linus represents a lot of people, you know, in the world who feel they shouldn't be forced to do something they don't want to do.
I understand. I do. I understand. Look, it wasn't a choice at the time we were told to wear them, you know, and he's saying about going into supermarkets. These people were told by their employers, people aren't supposed to come in here unless they're wearing a mask. It's not individually their fault that they're saying to you, oh, you can't come in here without a mask. I'd like to ask, does he live with anybody who's vulnerable or who has health issues, you know, like, or does that bother him, like? Because I know myself, I'm vulnerable, I have health issues, my immune system is low after having cancer. My husband doesn't like wearing a mask, but he will wear it because he lives with a vulnerable person.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a case that, you know, he knew somebody who would be vulnerable, would he wear a mask around them?
Yeah. Linus, if you were living with an elderly person or something,
I understand it's not your problem to be worrying about strangers. I understand that. But if it was personal to him, would he?
No, say, like, my mom, like, she's like...
You're a bit muffled there, Linus. Have you got a mask on you? No, you're a bit muffled. Is the phone... Are you on speaker or something like that?
No.
Okay,
no,
go.
No.
I'll go.
Say, like, my mom is in her 70s, like, you know, and I'm around her and never wear a mask. My baby was born in pandemic in 2020, and I never wore a mask, you know, around it, like, you know. And my whole family, unvaccinated, kids, wife, my parents.
Did you get vaccinated, Linus?
Never.
Okay, that's your choice, too.
Yeah, never, I never had COVID. I don't know. Because I never did the test.
No, I had it once. I didn't have any symptoms. I was told I had it.
this is the funny part. Like, you know, you had no symptoms, but you had something.
I unfortunately was sent home from work for a week, which was the first week in 12 years I've been here that I've actually been sent home sick. But I wasn't actually sick at all. I just tested positive because one of the other staff tested positive. We did a test on all the staff. That was last year or the year before. I can't remember. Last year, yeah. And it was actually Ruth. I'm going to blame her. Yeah, she's the spreader. She brought it into the building.
She sent you home.
She's saying to me, here, I'm blaming you. But anyway, we tested positive and I had to take the week off, even though I had no symptoms whatsoever. I didn't have any.
We were very lucky not to have
I know, and maybe I was. And throughout the whole 3 years, I didn't get COVID, or I don't think I got a bit of a cough there a while ago, but that was nothing to do with COVID. So, yeah, anyway, look, Lila says no. Jessica says yes. Jer, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Jer?
Hi there, how are you?
Good, Ger. I mean, Ger, would you be in favour of what Duncan Smith is saying and the IMO is saying, and, you know, that you know, stronger advice needs to go out and maybe even legislation for mandatory mask wearing for a period of time?
I absolutely agree, Niall. But look, basically, the long and the short of it is, it's down to people. I don't know how they're going to enforce mandatory mask wearing.
Well, they did before.
Well, yeah, they did. But the way I look at it is, mandatory mask wearing should be on all forms of public transport, including the driver, by the way.
But he's in a little cab on his own. You couldn't expect him to wear it all day.
Well, look, Niall, You asked me to come on air.
I know. I'm just saying he's in a little cabin on his own, isn't he?
Yeah. I get that completely. Okay, but just give me a quick... I'll just give you a quick instance. I was saying to Jane earlier.
Yeah.
I was on a bus only last week. Two people on a crowded bus downstairs wearing masks. Me and a Chinese lady. Not a window on the bus open. Now, it's down to people's basic cop on.
Mm-hmm.
Do they want to get RSV? COVID hasn't gone away.
No, it hasn't. No, you're right, it hasn't.
And God knows what's coming next. Now, very quickly, Niall, I spoke to a pharmacist in Limerick 10 years ago approximately, and she told me that the viruses are getting so strong and so varied, eventually the pharmaceutical companies will not be able to keep up. That was before COVID ever arrived on our shores, or globally.
Yeah. I think we were due a pandemic, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
It was. I know people are saying, "Oh, there's some sort of conspiracy that we kind of planned it." I don't think we planned it. I think it was on the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And God knows what's coming next.
But yeah.
It's simply down. I've escaped COVID, thank God. I've escaped RSV. Friends of mine have got both, including family. It's down to basics.
But can I ask you, Ger, before COVID even came along and we were so conscious, and we are probably over-conscious of things at the moment as well, too.
Yeah.
I imagine you would have got a cold every now and again or a bad flu every once in a while. You would have got those things anyway, wouldn't you?
Of course. That's the part of the seasonal in any country.
Between October and February, yeah.
But I mean, again, I come back to my basic point. It's down to people's basic cop on. Do you want to get RSV or COVID or God knows what's coming next, use your simple cop on.
Okay, and you know what? When you're talking about public transport, thankfully I don't get to use public transport too often because I don't think I'd like the idea of having to use it. I know that sounds really bad of me. I'm not being a snob. I'm just saying I've been on the Lewis once or twice and there's individuals on it I would prefer not to be sitting beside. But I do get what you're saying. You've got people there on a crowded bus or a crowded Lewis and they're farting and snotting and coughing and all sorts of things. I get it. You know what I mean?
Well, see, Niall, if we go back to the point of the lady that said in the shop, just for instance, a Dunn Stores or an Aldi's, if I go into my local shop in and out in maybe 2 minutes, I don't wear a mask. But if I'm going into one of the larger stores to do shopping or whatever, and I see a crowd, I'll always have a mask in my pocket. Now, I'm not paranoid and I'm not, you know, overly cautious, but simple up on.
Mm. What do you make of what Linus said, who was on a few minutes ago? He's gone there now, but he said, okay, fine, you know, Jerry, you want to wear a mask, Jessica, you want to wear a mask, you far away, wear your masks and you do that and protect yourself if that's what you feel you're doing, but don't force him to do it. He doesn't want to do it. He has freedom of choice and you're taking away his liberty on a point of principle, I suppose.
He's quite right. Everyone is entitled to make their own decisions, but at the end of the day, you have to look after your own health. You can't be responsible for something.
And I don't disagree with you. But should we make it mandatory again? Whereby, if Linus doesn't wear one, he can get a fine. Sure, I seen a woman down in Cork, was it? She was sent to jail twice for refusing to wear a mask. Should we find it difficult to get paedophiles into jail in this country? And yet we can put a woman in jail for not wearing a mask. So should we go that far again, whereby we're actually arresting people for not doing it?
Well, that's a step too far. We're not living in, we're not living in a country with martial law. Maybe that's coming down the road, who knows. But no, that's the extreme. But then again, you could say the same about a television licence. I remember a case years ago where a woman was taken from Donegal down to Limerick Prison because she had no television licence.
Yeah, it's daft, isn't it?
Yeah, and she was made to make her own way home.
Imagine how much that cost the taxpayer. Two guards to escort her as well, probably. The day's wages for two guards, a guard car, the time going in prison. It probably cost a few thousand for a 100, 200 euro fine.
So the point is, mandatory or not, who knows, but people need to use their basic cop on. But
What sort of mask do you wear, Joe, yourself? Is it a standard cheap mask or is it one of those N95s? Or?
Just your I bought a pack of them, I don't know how many, probably 2 years ago. I bought multi-packs of them, actually, and they're still there. But look, any form of protection is...
Because I was kind of looking at a bit of research there recently and they said the standard masks, those ones you buy in the garage type thing, tend to be reasonably useless, according to the evidence. But the N95 ones, which are the better ones, the better quality ones, seem to have some level of effect.
Yeah, I agree. But look, anything is better than nothing. But
I suppose so, yeah.
Very quickly, I'm not delaying your other callers. I was in a doctor's surgery only last week, and the man sitting, there was about six people in the small reception area, and the guy beside me, I was with my friend who's in a wheelchair, and the guy was coughing constantly and no mask on.
Right.
So the minute I walked in the door, I heard him coughing. I waited about 3 minutes and I said, excuse me, would you mind putting on a mask? Can you not read? And he said, oh, I'm very sorry. And he put on his mask and he continued to cough. But at least
he had the mask on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, that was always the thing, wasn't it? When you went to a doctor's surgery or a hospital A&E, it was always, what would you catch while you're in there? Because you said, yeah.
So we try and tend to stay away from hospital, but it comes back to my original point, Niall. If you don't make an effort to protect yourself, well then, it's tough luck on you.
Okay.
Or somebody else that you may infect.
All right, listen, thank you very much indeed, Ger. Okay, Ger, in favour, certainly, of wearing them in crowded areas, although saying that it should be your own choice as well, but giving advice that people should wear them in crowded areas and have some level of respect for other people who might be on public transport, busy shops, whatever it happens to be. Because this, according to the INMO and Labour TD Duncan Smith, the government should bring them back in and make them compulsory again in crowded settings. That would include gigs, cinemas, I imagine bars, I imagine places where there's a lot of people, crowded settings. Would you be in favour of masks, mandatory mask wearing to reduce the pressure on the health service? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. Some of the texts in, not all the studies clearly say it. Masks help to slow down the spread of COVID and other viruses. Fact. I know when people put fact at the end of their text, because it's not actually a fact. There's as many studies that'll say completely the opposite. Actually, 170 comparative studies and articles on masks say they're being completely ineffective. I'm just going to read a paragraph of one of them. It says, it's not unreasonable to conclude that surgical and cloth masks used as they currently are being used without other forms of PPE protection have no impact on controlling the transmission of COVID-19's virus. Now, there is suggestions that, you know, that it's because of the way we wear them. We're wearing cheap masks. We're fiddling with them and messing with them and have them under our noses and all this kind of thing. That's kind of non-effective, isn't it? If you're going to really wear a mask, you've got to wear one of the proper ones. Those whatever ones they call them. And you kind of, the pointy ones that look like beaks. And you got to keep it on you. It's nice and sealed around your face. Do you know what I mean? Then it might make some difference. I don't know. Daniel, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Daniel?
Hello, Niall. Good afternoon to you. It's good to talk to you. 2023.
And we're all still alive.
We're all still alive, and I'm a wee bit bugged up, as you can hear.
Yeah, you got a cold.
Well, you know, it's a lottery now, isn't it? Is it a cold? Is it a virus? Is it some form of corona 1.5B76Y?
There was a time when we just got a cold and people said to you, what's wrong with you? Oh, I have a bit of a cold. Nowadays, we need to know what it is.
Yeah, you know, I think it's great. You know, we have shows like yours and superstars like you to bring up these topics and remind ourselves of the reality of life. Because, you know, I'm blessed to be in Ireland 22 years now. My wife and I, my two children, we came back with, are now big grown-ups, and one of them has gave me a grandchild. That's fantastic. But the thing is, I wonder, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but this question about should we wear a mask, should it be mandatory, this, that, and the other, in order to, as you said, something like take the pressure off the
health HSC. Service.
Right, yeah. Right. Great. And I wonder what's prompted the question, okay? And I'm thinking, what's prompted the question is that another sort of end of year farce with the poor servants of the HSE, the nurses, the doctors, again, year after year, decade after decade, being unable to cope with the workload. And, 20 years ago, I was in the A&E at Castlemare Hospital. And yes, I will say the same thing as everybody else would say. Every individual that is employed in that job of looking after us, of caring for us when we need it, and so on, they do an exemplary job. And actually, you know what? I'd say they do a job that's even better than that, because they've been working, in my opinion now, and not my opinion, this is the reality. Back in 20 years ago, went to the hospital. It resulted in the end of one of my kids, who was about 10 at the time, having to then go into the hospital and be admitted and operation and so on. Everything lovely. They all looked after him. Fantastic. But you know what? That's 20 years ago when we presented ourselves to A&E with our 10-year-old, and the place was full. And not only that, we, with our kid, who wasn't dying, so thank God for that, but we waited 20 years ago, we waited 8 hours. And in that 8 hours, one thing that really saddened me, saddened my wife, my child of 10, thank God, did notice these things. There was a little old fella there. I'll never forget it. 20 years later, I will not forget it. This is an absolute fact. This is a fella who must have been in his 80s. He had no longer the ability to actually stand up straight. You know, he'd be crouched and he had a stick. Yeah. And he was up. He was there before we got there. And he was up and down to the reception window, up and down, the poor fella. And nothing going on, and he didn't get there. He didn't get to see anyone any quicker than me. Now, that we have to get this straight, I think. You know, time, I think, to just get this right. That I heard someone on your show last week, an official-type person, who actually was saying about the challenges they had back in 1930.
Yeah, that was Panatobian. Yeah, yeah.
There you go. And he knew what he was talking about. So here I am, just another ordinary person who, thank goodness, not often, but when he needed the help, presented themselves to an A&E department 20 years ago. And that was the situation then. I can't tell you about trolley watching because I'm not sure if they were doing it.
Yeah, but it's still the situation now. But I can tell you back in 2019, before COVID even came along, We discussed an article that was in the Irish Examiner about the unprecedented amount of people who are going into hospital with the flu and dying of the flu, by the way, can I point out as well?
Yeah,
and
sure.
And they were running short of beds. And not only that, yeah. Leo Varadkar came out just before Christmas in 2019 and begged doctors and nurses not to take Christmas holidays because they were under so much pressure. So there's nothing new in this.
There isn't. But what's the saddest part of it is, you know, saying things like nothing doing this, and I don't know, are we all really, if we were being honest, are we all just silently heartbroken that we're aware of this for most all of our lives? I mean, 22 years is a third of my life,
mm-hmm.
that I'm aware of these issues. And look, if it was a case of, you know, your sweet shop never serves you properly, or you don't get the right quality of coffee down at wherever it is you get your coffee from, fine, whatever, have a whinge, have a moan, we'll all agree with it and on we go and it won't affect our lives. But my God, this is affecting everybody, and not just the people that are ill, not just the people that need that help, but the people who are trying to give the help. If you're going to insist that a doctor doesn't take his holidays, a nurse doesn't take the holidays, that they work an extra 6 hours...
Then they're going to get sick, aren't they? Yeah.
Jesus, the people, oh my God.
Okay, but getting back to the original question, Daniel, it was lovely to hear everything you had to say there, by the way. It made a huge amount of sense. But do you agree with the idea of mandatory mask wearing?
No, not at all. Because, you know, the reason why we had no issues, we had these issues prior to COVID, before we ever knew anything about COVID or its existence. We've gone through that. We were very responsible as a massive collective of taking on the advice from the government, and then we made it mandatory, so we all wore masks, and some didn't wear it right, and so on. Some didn't have the right quality, but hey, we got through it. And still, as you said before about does it really work, well, whatever it works or it doesn't work, the fact was that still people on masks presented themselves with COVID, and they got the best treatment we could give them. So here we are. It's all apparently gone, but it's not gone. But let's face it, there's nobody official talking about it anymore, so you might as well consider it gone. However, we have a flood of people going to hospitals, and maybe is someone trying to infer or insinuate that we're blaming it on the lack of masks? I don't think that everybody presenting themselves and swamping the hospitals has anything to do with COVID. I think, as you said, it's got everything to do with everything that happens at the same time every year. We all get colds and flus. But now, the psyche is perhaps that we're more fearful of a cold or a flu.
I think that's it. I mean, we've just run out of medicines. We've run out of antibiotics. We've run out of all sorts of things. Because, I mean, there was an announcement on the radio and the TV going back 2 weeks ago there that doctors should give, because of that virus that was going around for young children, and thankfully it was only a small amount of young children, that doctors should, if anybody has even kind of spotted somebody with this virus, you should just take an antibiotic anyway. And when you say things like that, of course you're going to run out of antibiotics. Let me just go to Martha very quickly before the break as well. Martha, you're on Ireland's Classicist Radio. There you go. You've just heard what Daniel said, and he's dying with a cold, God bless him. But but he's still not going to wear a mask, mandatory.
I tell you, there's four reasons why I never wore one, Niall. First of all, breathing in your bad air that you're breathing out brings down your immune system.
Agree.
Secondly, the chemicals that's on those masks, you're breathing them in.
Well, I don't know. Now, you're quoting stuff there, and there'll be contra evidence around what you're suggesting, but however, go ahead. And I don't think they do too much harm anyway.
Can I give you my third and fourth? My third reason is all about keep the fear factor going, scaremongering. And the fourth reason, it's not a mask, it's a muzzle.
Well, it is quite scary to go to hospital and have to wait there 3 days to get seen when the health service is under huge pressure. Yeah, that is quite scary, isn't it? For people who are sick, it is.
That's always been there, Niall.
Well, I know.
Well, it's to keep the fear factor going. And the damage that has done to small children, I see them. They're little children and the mother and father wearing those muzzles. And the children looking at them, I mean, that is terrible.
Well, they're masks. Yeah, I know. You call them muzzles. Yeah, I suppose.
Well, they are muzzles because...
Well, when a muzzle with a dog, you can't take it off. With a mask, you have a choice to take it off if you want to.
Niall,
yeah.
You see, the thing is, only dogs should wear muzzles.
People, they're not muzzles, Marty. Marty, you can't compare them to muzzles. I know what you're trying to say there. But with a muzzle on a dog, it's mandatory. The dog can't take it off again. When you're wearing a mask, if you're struggling to breathe, you just whip it back off again.
Shopping or anything, we weren't allowed to take them off.
But you could walk outside the shop and take it off.
No, Niall,
don't get me wrong, I'm not a fan of masks either, but during COVID, when we had to wear them in the shop, I did to avoid hassle. Just to avoid the hassle. Did you go into the shops during COVID? Did you go into crowded areas without the mask? You did.
Yes. And I never got sick, Niall.
And whatever about not getting sick, did you get accosted by people?
No, I didn't actually.
Did the staff never come up and said, sorry, you have to wear a mask?
One person in the chemist mentioned it one time, but that was it.
Well, I suppose in the chemist where other people are sick, it's probably advisable to some degree if that's what you want to do, just to show that at least you're supporting other people who believe in them. Martha, thank you very much indeed. Daniel, thank you very much indeed. I've got to take a break. The number's 087-188-0008. The number is 087-188-0008. Patricia, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Patricia?
Not too bad, Miles. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Now, you heard before the break, but Martha wasn't too pleased. She said they're muzzles. And she's not wearing one. And she never did. Mind you, she said she never got accosted, which I find surprising. I think most people, if they had gone into a shop there a year and a half ago without a mask, somebody would have said something to them. But anyway, would you be in favour of mandatory mask wearing?
Definitely not. And I think your question specifically was, would you wear one to help the HSE? And no amount of masks are going to help the HSE.
No, I don't think
because
so.
Matt McGrath did a look at the numbers and he said since the 1980s the amount of hospital beds we've had has reduced by about 6,000, and when you look at the outrageous amount of money that was spent on COVID over the last couple of years, they haven't increased bed capacity by even one. So
now we've less beds now than we had in 2006, I believe, and yet our population is nearly 1.5 million more than we would have had in 2006. Or two,
exactly.
2 million, actually.
And yeah. We're bringing in far more people and we can't cope with what's already on the island of Ireland. It's outrageous. And we won't be wearing masks. And
Do you believe they're effective in any way, shape or form?
No, I don't. Okay. That's from my own personal view. But
okay.
Also experts on it as well have said.
Well, there's both sides. To be fair, and I understand what you're saying, Patricia, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I've looked at evidence, and there's evidence on both sides. You see, you can make evidence say whatever you want to say. And it's on both sides. There's evidence to suggest they have no effectiveness whatsoever, and there's other alleged experts who will say they are effective. So it's hard to tell. You know, but either way, but let's say, for example, you had a bit of a cold yourself and you were kind of coughing and splurting a bit. Would you wear one then, say, if you were on a bus or something?
No.
No.
We've always had colds. And you look at the reason why so there's more viruses in the area now, or, you know, strep A's coming out in children. You have to kind of ask yourself, they've been locked up the last couple of years. We should be exposed to, you know, normal common cold viruses.
Mm, yeah. That's what my mother would have said, yeah.
And uniquely, the great thing about COVID is, if you can say that, is that we actually know who's, you know, unlike any other, I suppose, illnesses, you kind of know who's weakened and things like that. And, you know, they could be more cautious if they're so adamant that masks work. Maybe I sound a little bit selfish during that, but I don't think it's...
If they did make it mandatory, Patricia, what would you do? Would you refuse to wear one?
We wouldn't wear one.
Okay.
No.
And even, like, for example, I'm assuming you have to end up in a hospital or a doctor's office. I hope you don't end up in a hospital. But if you go to a doctor's office or a hospital or a pharmacy at the moment, you still have to wear one currently at the moment. So where does that leave you then when you walk into a hospital? Because the first thing the porter will say is, mask, please. And they'll give you one if you haven't got one.
So out of courtesy, actually, I would wear one
in
a hospital.
Okay. All right, okay.
I don't know. I'd even question that now. I haven't had to go into one, but yeah, I don't know. I think off the top of my head, out of courtesy, I probably would, but...
Okay. But in no other setting are you willing to wear them?
No.
No, okay. Okay, well, that's your choice currently at the moment. I hope that choice is not taken away from you. But it looks like it may be. Thank you, Patricia. The number is 087-188-0008. Some of your messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp as well in relation to this.
I know, I love the show, and work can come on. If you look at the mask wearing from a different angle, you're in hospital, you're going down for surgery, you're lying there. The doctors, the nurses in the theatre are wearing masks, hats, gloves for your protection and their protection. How would you feel if you were lying there, getting ready to be opened up, no masks, no gloves, and a coughing and sneezing? Would you be happy to go under the knife then?
Well, I can tell you now, if you were going down to surgery and a doctor had a cough or a cold, he wouldn't be doing the surgery. That's etiquette, which has been there since God knows when. Secondly, when you're going for surgery, it's a completely different situation. That's a sterile environment, obviously, because they're opening your body. So that's not even a comparison. Sorry about that. Not even a comparison. Let me just go back to this one here before I go into the break, if I can. Hold on. There we go.
Niall, even if they are effective, all right, the amount of people that get in my car that wear them, they can wear them if they want. It's not a law around a taxi, but it's advisable. But I do let them do what they want. I don't mind. I never got the COVID and once got it, so I don't worry about it. But when they get in the car and they have the masks on, like, they're down to their bleeding chin. They're never up, right up their nose where it's supposed to be. Cheers, pal.
Yeah, and I think what's happening is, you know, all over Europe now there's talk about this. It's not just Ireland, by the way. And essentially, what they're doing is, I'm reading something here, they have ramped up this mask wearing internationally now to protect themselves from their incompetence. And I think that's the way, well, that's exactly what's happened. I think that we have a level of incompetency when it comes to the health service. We have doctors and nurses who are absent because of sickness because they've been told to stay at home if they have any symptoms whatsoever. And I understand that to some degree in a hospital, but you can't have everybody staying at home. Same as you can't have everybody staying out of school just because they might have a cough or a snotty nose. So their own incompetence has caused this problem. And exactly what they did in COVID and exactly what they've done time and time again before COVID is pass the buck to somebody else. Back in 2019, when we had this problem before COVID, Leo Varadkar asked doctors and nurses not to take holidays. In other words, pass the problem on to somebody else, not their incompetency. How else can we solve this problem without us actually doing anything? So we stop people from getting sick, or we try to stop people from getting sick if we believe that masks will do that. So, well, that's all they do is pass the buck for their own incompetency.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.